March the 13th, 1957. About 11, about 10 past.
Well, I'll ask you first of all to look at this speck of sand.
Now that near the edge. Absolutely. Yes, you've got a little touch without touching with your hand, you can push it nearer to me. And look, and I have no higher there. Just a little bit too far away from it. I begin by looking at this speck of diamond with my eyes open, but deliberately blending etheric clairvoyance with the physical sight of the object so as to keep it directly in both fields of vision. The first experience see the speck as intensely active with the innumerable, minute points of light which are presumably quanta or foci of energy, possibly atoms, within it and round it, so that the actual existence of this speck, etherically, is at least twice as large as the physical. And in this extension, the activity of minute particles is very noticeable and observable. Some of these are shooting off and so that there is a constant emanation of extremely minute particles, which I will try and examine directly. This emanation isn't regular, except that it continues. I mean that the intensity of it will now be at say 10 o'clock and then at 3 o'clock and so on. By 10 and 3, I'm assuming the middle of the particle to be the center of the clock. It's 12 at the vertical, 6 at the other end. Subjectively, I get the feeling of tremendous compression. As if some power, influence, or formative control were holding tremendous potencies in perfect check. And diagrammatically, this might be thought of as a cone pointing downwards. The base and interior of the cone filled with this power, which is thus focused and concentrated and compressed to the apex of the cone. I think I'd like to have the ring. This is rather a small piece for me to keep my self-planned observation in the right direction. It slips away from it. And,
can I ask you a question?
Do anything you like. I haven't started really yet. Mm-hmm. Now, we have to careful know what we mean. The one set of points are being continually emanated, like an extremely fine spray.
Now, that is not of immediate interest to us.
No.
If we can find a set of points which is in a sort of definite station position
inside. I would like to reduce the glitter of the diamond as much as you can.
I think I'm going to just put it on. Maybe you can put this down and reach it down.
Already. That's better. Just look and see if there are two spectres there. I'll see it for a moment. Where is it? Why don't you move it backwards and forwards until I get the right position? Now slowly forward. I see, but that window is taking the glitter. That'll do now. That's right, that's what I want to do. now have passed through a kind of sight which showed me that the diamond appeared to be constructed of a number of separate crystals, extremely finely joined together at faces. Therefore, I presume I was only still looking at ether 5 or 4. Looking at a slightly higher magnification, a much higher magnification, I now see a pattern of innumerable Anus arranged into a shape. This shape seems to me to be a center with the funnels radiating from it, something like a hexagon, a sexagon, six-sided figure. There seemed to be six, I think, six of these radial funnels, front and center, fairly regularly arranged, like a hexagon, if the outer openings were all linked up. The each tunnel is discharging a veritable stream of minute particles, presumably Anus. I'll look at one in a minute. The whole phenomenon is pervaded by countless, extremely minute particles, presumably Anus, and these are two orders, one free, filling the space, more or less, though none of them touch, and others following lines of force, such as to form the currents flowing down the radial tunnel. First sight that I really am seeing is two-dimensional, somewhat, though the funnels are three-dimensional, but I now got a third-dimensional suggestion, which would be like the axle and nave hub of a wheel, at the center, as if something like an axle passed through this central point towards me and from me, at right angles to the direction of the radial funnels. In each funnel I see groups of Anus arranged as if they were inside circles or something, or perhaps another shape, possibly a hexagon, but more likely a circle. This axle, as I call it, looks like a rod, and it has freely moving anus or points moving in it, held in it, and it's rounded, I think, at the end, I'm not sure. And some arrangement of each containing a certain number of these points. Now, this is only one of a great number of three-dimensional geometrical regular forms, all packed in regularly together, close. My impression is that the pattern of this packing at the level at which I'm observing which I think is next below the Anu. Seems to be in the design. They could be as I seem to see them, but I will say what I seem to see, even if I can't see the sense of it at the moment. The arrangement at this level seems to be like these processed cheeses. In a box. And there are pieces all fitting together. That's the first sense. Those are the senses of pattern that I get. Both in the molecule itself, which first impressed me with that design, and then a number of such laid one on top of the other as if they were partly black with thickness, coming. Much lower down to perhaps either four or even lower. The design is quite the design of packing is strangely different. I've been resisting it, but I now find myself unable to avoid a conclusion that the design within is somewhat cubical. Intensely, closely packed. Cubes, possibly, though I see chiefly the verticals and the horizontals. Touching and packed together as if I'm looking along a long line of pillars. Or into crystalline cubes. Into and through crystalline transparent cubes. I'm not certain, but I'm inclined to think the corners of the cubes are chamfered. See how much it is made to. Well, if I really am right, is formed by a center in the middle of the cube and funnels to the six sides. And these sides, of which there are myriads, and they touch. The sides of the cube seem to me to be touching each other. You mean from the point from the interior common apex. You mean from there to where? To the air side of the cube?
Well,
I see what you mean. My first impression that I hadn't examined that was that it was within, level with it, that the opening of the tunnel would be about level with the cube. I'm not sure, I haven't examined that. I'll do that first. The gap in dimensions is too great. Oh, I see what you mean. Something like that.
More of that order.
Yes, of that order. come near a mess. It would be like the, supposing you could see the point of a needle, supposing a point of a needle were a luminous point, hardly visible, but to me very clearly visible, that size is what the Arno actually does look like to me. Now the I will try this, but it's like asking me to compare a single star in the Milky Way with the Milky Way, or to give some comparative size. It is so, the Anu is, from this point of view, so one thing the arm is in such constant motion. I'll keep it in mind. I can't say that. I should only mislead it. Let me show you this. Tunnels all the time. Yes. No. The lower level there appears to touch, but magnifying a little more, there is a space between them. The funnels discharge into that space.
What is the limit of the space?
Yeah, that happens to everyone.
About a proportion of 1 to 12 to 1 to 16.